You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
I'm Tiger Woods.
I'm Tiger Woods.
I'm Tiger Woods.
I am Tiger Woods.
I'm Tiger Woods.
So what happened to the Tiger Woods effect? When Tiger began winning tournament after tournament and became the most famous golfer in the world, lots of people thought it would usher in a new era in golf, encourage more minorities to try the sport, and break down the remaining racial barriers at golf courses and in the PGA. Remember, in golf, racial disparities aren't a half century old. They are very recent. For many years, in fact, the NCAA didn't invite athletes from historically black colleges to compete in their regional golf tournaments. So a coach at Jackson State decided to change that. He created the Minority Collegiate Golf Championship. But if you look at the photos of the players in this championship, you will wonder if you need to adjust your color button. That's because none of the players from Bethune-Cookman, which took the women's division 9 years in a row, are black or minority, Latino or African American. This year, the team's roster has no African American players. In fact, half of the team are hail from Europe, countries like Austria and Denmark. So why still have minority in the title? We're joined now by Ernie Ellison. He's PGA Director of Business and Community Relations and is himself a black golfer. Ernie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Renee Powell was the second black female to play on the LPGA Tour. She's also the head golf professional at the Clearview Golf Club, which her father founded. And I understand Renee is still, at this point, the only golf course designed, built, owned, and operated by an African American. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Nice to be speaking with you.
Now, Ernie, I know that the PGA didn't create this tournament. They purchased the rights to it. But I have to wonder, what is the purpose of the Minority Championship at this point? What's its mission?
It is the same as the original mission. The original mission was to elevate that there are good golfers in our historically black colleges. And what we have use this tournament for is to continue that effort to demonstrate, yes, there are good players at these historically black colleges, and at the same time, we use this as a way to introduce young folks, especially minorities, into the business of the game. So the original mission is what we are confirmed to stick with versus the demographics of the teams.
So the NCAA still doesn't invite historically black colleges to compete in their regional golf tournaments?
The process is that the conferences, for example, the SWIC conference will have their championship, and the winner from that championship will get an automatic entry into the regional NCAA championships. So what that means is the more regions we have that are made up of historically black colleges, the more participation in the NCAA regions that we will have.
Okay. Renee Powell, let me ask you. The school that's won the women's title at this minority championship for 9 years in a row is almost 95% African American. And yet, the women on this team are 100% white. Does that bother you?
Well, you know, it still is a historically black college that is participating. Bethune-Cookman is such a college as that. I think that when you look at it, I guess it doesn't bother me as much as it does maybe a lot of people. I mean, you know, you can also look at the fact that those young ladies that are there, they are minorities at that college.
They've been recruited specifically to play on the golf team. I mean, the whole point was to recruit them to that college so that the golf team could win. That seems at cross purposes of encouraging minorities to play golf.
Well, you know, and I guess it comes to the point of how the coaches recruit. I mean, you can look at all the, you know, so many colleges across the country that there are at other colleges that are not HBCU schools or historically black colleges that recruit from overseas also. And when I look at even at the LPGA now, so many of our players are international players because of the fact that the coaches have recruited to those schools, to the, you know, players overseas, have brought them to the colleges. And it's the same thing that's happened with our HBCU schools. And so it really has to do with how coaches recruit and what their goals are.
That's Renee Powell. This was the second black female to play on the LPGA Tour, and Ernie Ellison is a PGA Director of Business and Community Relations. Ernie, I mean, I think it's fair to say that at this point golf has a bit of a diversity problem. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, we're trying to create more diversity in the game, and that we have at PGA, we have a very, very strong focus on all aspects of diversity. You know, the people playing the game, working in the business of the game, membership in our association, all those are part of our strategic initiatives. So we are trying our best to create that greater equality that's needed for the game, because we need more people of color to play, and we need representation within our industry of people looking like the folks we're trying to attract.
But let me push back on you just a little bit. This is a great opportunity. You have a minority collegiate golf championship.
Well,
let me finish the question here real quick. So if you have a minority collegiate golf championship and none of the people that win on these teams are minorities, you're about to tell me that the individual medalists were minorities, but the individual medal is set aside for minorities, which means that the person who won the male medal isn't on the team.
No, but the female medalist was on the Savannah State team and an African American, and they came in second place.
Okay, but that's something that's set aside for African Americans. I'm not arguing
No, not at all. This is the women's competition. The first place winner was Bethune-Cookman. Uh-huh. The second place winner was Savannah State, and Savannah State, the lowest winner of the women's division for collegiate teams was an African American. The best player on that field for women was an African-American.
Ernie Ellison, PGA Director of Business and Community Relations and a golfer himself. Renee Powell, head golf professional at the Clearview Golf Club. Renee, why not just get rid of the Minority Collegiate Golf Championship, open up the regional golf tournaments for all colleges, regardless of whether they're historically black or not, and remove minority when the players are largely not minorities?
Well, I think it's still very important to have the minority college championship because, I mean, you're not looking at the fact that 100% of the players that are there are non-minorities. There are, a lot of players that are competing that are minorities, and I think it's at least you're still giving them an opportunity that they would not otherwise have.
Well, shouldn't we just give them the opportunity then? I mean, shouldn't we fix the problem that they don't have the opportunity to play instead of having a special minority championship set aside?
You know what, I still feel very strongly that they should have the tournament. And I suppose, you know, the way that you sort of solve that a little bit is how, again, going back to how the coaches recruit. So it's not so much the fact about the tournament itself. Thank goodness the tournament still exists, but it's you know, how the coaches actually select the players or recruit to get the players that they get. So maybe that's, you know, the issue is talking to some of those coaches and not so much talking about how we change the tournament, because I think the tournament, it would be sort of like saying that should we get rid of historically black colleges, and I would say absolutely not.
All right, well, let me take that Renee's question to you then, Ernie. What could be said, how do you fix, I guess, what could be perceived as a problem at these tournament that you've created an opportunity for minority golf players to get a regional golf championship and get that kind of experience, and by and large, not a lot of minorities are playing. So how do you fix that? Do you go back to the coaches?
We don't see anything that we need to fix. Our job at PGA of America is to host this national tournament. And that's what we're doing, because if you take a look at the field, this is the largest field of collegiate golf that contains African American, Hispanic American, any other event across the U.S. So we're very proud of that. We're proud that we're able to introduce a quality of play for these universities and the participants. And if you talk to the participants, they are extremely proud of this tournament. There's no one that's complaining about the demographics of the tournament. They are out there competing for their university.
Okay, Ernie Ellison, PGA Director of Business and Community Relations, golfer himself, and Renee Powell, also a golfer, second black female to play on the LPGA Tour and head golf professional at the Clearview Golf Club, which is the only golf course in America designed, built, owned, and operated by an African American. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste.
From the golf course to the nation, the landscape of America is shifting. We heard today that the majority of births in America are those from minority groups of all kinds. As we move forward, we want to know, what are the changes that you foresee over the next several generations, assuming that demographics are shifting in a big way? How do you think America will change over the next 50 years? Is it something to do with race? Is it something in business? Is it wealth? Is it our expectations? Is it government? We want your thoughts. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And you can join our listener response network anytime by signing up for our texts. Only one text today. We'll ask you a question featured on the next day's show, and your voice will become part of our on-air conversation. Text the word START to 69866. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.